I'm commonly asked the following questions in my clinical practice. I'm asked to share thoughts and experience regarding the international validation or international confirmatory study of interim PET and PET CT that was performed in a cohort of 260 advanced stage Hodgkin lymphoma patients and reported recently. Well, this study was undertaken in order to confirm the prognostic value of early PET after two cycles of ABVD in advanced Hodgkin lymphoma. But that was not the only purpose. The other purpose was to validate the recently introduced Deauville criteria, which is a 5-point scale for assessment of early interim PET, in order to assess PET scans for prognosis early during chemotherapy in Hodgkin lymphoma. So what were the results of the international confirmatory study, as I prefer to call it? Well, first of all, the prognostic value of PET was demonstrated and confirmed. So that was one thing, but also in an international and even transatlantic study with patients from many, many countries, it was confirmed that indeed the Deauville criteria gave the same or even better prognostic value as previous sets of criteria, and also, and importantly, the inter-observer variation when using the Deauville criteria for assessment of early interim PET is quite low and lower than previous reading criteria for PET. And this is quite important if we want to not just enjoy the results of observational studies of PET, but also to translate these findings into clinical practice. That is, to not just have early interim PET assessed in very specialized centers of excellence, but to use these results in the community.